where most agents drop the ball is what happens is they get a client or a prospective client, somebody raises their hand, and then because they're not ready to take action today, they lose the lead.
Welcome to the No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents podcast. Working as a real estate agent can be incredibly rewarding and fulfilling, but it can also be frustrating if you aren't making the money you deserve. So if you're ready to end the stressful cycle of working hard for no results, then get started with a proven step-by-step system so that every month is no broke months.
If you're looking for more listings and you would like a step-by-step approach of how to do it, I invite you to an upcoming 5-day listing domination challenge where I'm going to show you exactly how to take listings in today's market and how to do so without door knocking, cold calling, or begging. You can register now to attend for free when you visit www.5daylistingchallenge.com. That's the number 5daylistingchallenge.com. And again, that's www.5daylistingchallenge.com. See you online.
Overcoming lead generation problems. Dan Rochon of No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents explains how some agents have figured out the sales process, which is why they are consistently generating leads. Learn how to succeed with your lead generation in this new episode of No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents.
What I want to talk to you guys about conversion is, and this is from one of the lessons, so some real estate agents do not have a lead generation problem because they figured out this method of the sales process. These agents have a conversion problem. So when you're looking at the sales process, it starts from a lead. Do you have a lead or you not have a lead? You know, after you have the lead, the next step is, do they hire you? Then when they hire you, the next step is, if you're working with a buyer, do you write an offer that gets accepted? Or if you're working with a seller, do you get it under contract? So is this really looking at this as though if it's a series of dominoes all the way to a payday? And so the first domino is, do I have somebody in my bucket? Do I have somebody in front of me, front and center? And if the answer to that is no, then there's only one thing for you to do, which is to find that person. For most of us, we have, you know, a few of those people. And we're going to continue to add to that. Right? But where I think most agents actually drop the ball is not in that entry point. Where most agents drop the ball is what happens is they get a client or a prospective client, somebody raises their hand, and then because they're not ready to take action today, they lose the lead. When you can understand that the majority are not going to take action today yet, follow up with them systematically until they are, what will happen in your business will at some point, it will become so that the majority of your time is more in conversion than lead generation. Okay, because it suddenly you have this big bucket, it just sort of like overflows. Because let's say if three people came in this week from your lead generation efforts. Well, first of all, does that seem reasonable for all of us? And I'm not saying like they're saying, jumping up and down, saying they're ready to be hired, right? But just some sort of opportunity. If I said three, would that make sense to all of us? Yes, you guys all good with that as a number? So if three came in this week and one of them was ready to rock and roll and two were not, and then next week three come in and one's ready to rock and roll and two are not, then what that means, and then et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? Then what that means is by the end of the month, you've written four and you have eight who you're following up with. Those eight is the opportunity. Those eight is where we lose business, right? Because we're focused so much on the four.
Hey there. If you are a real estate agent, and if you've been an agent for a second or more, you realize that there's sometimes peaks and valleys in your income that at the least make you feel anxious. And if you are looking to get rid of those peaks and valleys and you're seeking to have that consistent and predictable income and to specifically take listings in today's market when it's near impossible to get a buyer under contract, I invite you to a 5-day listing domination challenge that I'll be hosting where you'll discover your way, not mine, your way to take listings, and you'll be able to understand where to get seller leads who are ready to hire you right now in today's market and know how to get hired more often. I invite you to join us. It's a free 5-day listing domination challenge. You can visit www.5daylistingchallenge. That's the number 5, www.5daylistingchallenge.com. So go ahead and visit www.5daylistingchallenge, and I'll see you online. Bye.